Cleo Hasbrook, she said only wakes and funerals were held in this living room.
The minister was allowed in this room, but normally it was just for for weddings and wakes. The door is wide, and I suppose in those days they probably did everything at home. We don't worry about that. The staircase originally was an enclosed staircase. Actually, the farmhouse probably didn't have a kitchen as well, probably an outside kitchen at first. And it is an addition. The last part of the building was probably done in 1876. This front part is the original that was added on, and then in 62, another addition. The staircase was meant to make the house more acceptable, more modern, and more easily sold, I'm sure. Old houses have marvelous spaces. That also was kept under the stairway when they put that up there. And my husband's whole record collection of his life is still in there. In the basement, we have what is probably a place for coal. Perhaps they had a coal furnace at some time. And it has a brick floor, but it's up about this high. And, of course, it hasn't been used for that purpose. We never could figure out if it was a storage place for fruits and vegetables, or if it was for coal, or what it was. But it's really quite spooky. And I've had people dig up my rose garden, which was a privy. At that time, we found a little piece of pottery. You could see the blue and white china, and on the other side was the name of the pattern and the make. English, of course. My daughter-in-law has that little piece, and we have found on the antique market a little cream pitcher, and so she has that in her whatnot shelf. And that was a fun thing to find. We have had some who have come, and they have found farm implements or parts of farm implements, and they're not really very much fun. But the finding of the penny was very exciting for us. It was just a confirmation of our belief that it was built around the 1845s.